So in this time here in Berkeley and preparing a lot for Rosh Hashanah, but wanted to make sure we got in a little bit of practice and talk a little bit about this week's Torah portion, which is Nitzavim, which means standing or standing ones, people who are standing. And so even in the very title of the Parsha, Nitzavim, there's a metaphor for being present, for taking your stand in this moment. And what's going on is that Moses is giving a speech to the Israelites, and Moses is teaching the path that he's hoping the Israelites will take and telling them what not to do and telling them the brachot that will come from following the right path and the not blessing, the opposite of blessing, that will come if they take the wrong path. And then it says that you will take both of those paths. In other words, life will happen. You'll do all kinds of things that are positive. You'll do things that are negative. Blessings will happen. Curses will happen. And after enough life has transpired, at some point you will reflect and somehow you will realize that you are done with all this up and down and you want to return to the divine. And it says, Vishavta ad Hashem Elohecha Vishamata Vakolo, which I would translate as you will return to existence, which is not separate from your own inner divinity, Vishamata Vakolo, and listen to its voice. So what is the voice of existence, which is not something separate from your own inner divinity, meaning your own consciousness right now? The voice of existence is whatever happens to be happening right now in your experience. So Vishavta et Hashem, to return to existence, is an instruction that we can practice. And of course, it's also the theme of this time of Elul, but really it's always the theme, all the time. And it says, Shamata Vakolo, and listen to its voice. So the voice of existence is speaking right now. It doesn't have to be a kind of speaking that's understood intellectually or that we have to make cognitive sense out of. It means that we're connected to it, that we're being present, that we're returning to reality, returning to however this moment is calling to us, however this moment is speaking to us. And then it says, this wonderful line, it says, Umal Hashem Elohecha et Levavcha. It means that existence, which is your own inner divinity, will circumcise your heart. So the metaphor is that there's some barrier that's covering the heart. We might understand that as just a basic sense of separation from our experience in this moment. How do we get separated? Well, because our minds are involved in evaluating things and judging things and thinking about things and creating an imaginary inner world. And so there's that sense of me, and then there's the sense of the universe, and the me is navigating through the universe, navigating through life. But when there's presence, there's a sense of having arrived in this moment. And that sense of me and the rest of it as something separate can then kind of relax and drop away. And there's just a sense of presence itself. And we're not separate from that presence. So rather than moving towards something, there's a sense of arrival. But the important part I want to focus in on is that it says, Umal Hashem Elohecha Etz Levavcha, that existence itself, or the divine, is going to circumcise your heart. In other words, we don't circumcise our own hearts. We don't somehow say, hey, let me get this covering off my heart. But there is something that we can do, which is to, what it said earlier, Shamata Vakolo, to listen to its voice. In other words, if we become attentive to what existence is actually giving us in this moment, then by bringing ourselves to our present moment experience intentionally, which is completely and always within our power to do, then there's this energy that's always there. We might call it the energy of grace, so, although sometimes it's fierce grace if the moment is not pleasant or is painful. That can happen too. But regardless of whether the moment is painful or not, when we bring ourselves to it intentionally and connect with it and be with it, then there's this heart-circumcising power that's already there. And so the question is, at this time, we can always do this, but how often do you do it? How often do you practice it? Is it once per day? Is it during meditation? Is it many, many times per day? Is it almost constant? So this is all part of the potential of our spiritual practice, is that as it ripens more and more, that we can practice and also experience more and more deeply unity and arrival in this moment, in reality. So I'd like to do a brief meditation with you all. Let's say 7 minutes. Where we can do this practice of teshuva, of returning to reality, returning to this moment, and allow that heart uncovering, heart circumcising power to come in. So I invite you to bring your hand to your heart and shavta et Hashem, return to existence as it speaks in this moment, to the fullness of however reality is unfolding in this moment, and make it be an act of love, an act of giving, offering your attention without trying to get anything out of it. It's kind of just a selfless offering with the word lecha, breathing in. Lecha. And bringing left hand to your belly, allowing awareness to shine down into your organs, shine down into your legs, down into your feet and toes. And shining upward into your heart and lungs, into your shoulders and neck, and flowing down through your arms and hands and fingers. And shining into your face, your skull, enlivening and healing energy for your nervous system, for your organs, for your muscles, for your blood, for all of your systems. Bringing a little smile to your lips. And resting awareness in the flow of your breathing. And expressing this teshuva, this return to body awareness with na'ase, breathing in. Na'ase. And bringing right hand to your forehead. Becoming aware of the vast field of awareness, open, free, borderless, within which the feeling of your body arises, within which any emotions or thoughts all arise, the fullness of experience, chanting Vinishma, breathing in. Vinishma. Kissing fingers. Atahu, Atiyahu, Atiyahi. Chanting together, allowing the vibration of the words to bring you more deeply in connection with the fullness of this moment. Atahu, 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 Atiyahu, 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 Atiyahi, 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 Atiyahi. And I invite you to continue chanting in your mind. We'll sit together in this virtual space and just sit and meditate together for about 7 minutes. And closing with the three portals once again, bringing your right hand to your heart, offering presence as an act of love to the fullness of this moment, to the divine, with Lecha, breathing in. Lecha. And bringing left hand to your belly, connecting with your body, feeling your breathing, feeling your limbs, feeling your facial muscles, feeling your breathing. Na'ase, breathing in. Na'ase. Right hand to the forehead, aware of the open, vast space of awareness itself. Vinishma. Vinishma. Amen, Atahu, Atyahu. I look forward to seeing some of you in Berkeley. I see Bon is on there. Bon, we're going to miss you. Some of you will be here. Some of you will enjoy it online. Everybody can enjoy it online after the fact, because the videos will be up there on this page. And may your teshuva continue to deepen b'kol shofar with the voice of the shofar. May they all serve to awaken us more deeply. May you be peaceful, may you be healthy, may you be strong, and continue to deepen in your practice and in your realization. Osei shalom b'mromav, hu yaseh shalom aleinu v'yakol Yisrael v'yakol ha'olam. V'yemru amen, amen. It was lovely spending this time with you. Be well.